fucking mad. I got all these fucking shoes for this bitch. And that's the cry face. That's the cry. Oh, why are you shaking it like that?
I don't know, bro. This is ass.
I got all these fucking shoes for this bitch, and I gotta fucking sell them.
Let me wear them. I'll rip the front off and wear them as fucking sandals.
Oh, you gonna cut them off? Yeah, you gonna cut the front off?
Yeah, cut the front.
Get your toes done.
I can't. I'm not gonna gloss them. I'll get my shit shined up, but I'm not glossing my toes.
You're not gonna put the spit shine on them?
No.
You go to Newark Penn and they shoe shine your shit.
Yeah,
bro. You don't wanna get your toes.
Nah, now it's fucking Newport Mall. Them dudes be harassing in front of the.
Sneakers. Oh yeah, in front of the cigarettes.
Big man, look like you clean your sneakers, but I don't want them clean. I got some dirty. I don't want these clean.
You don't want the in front of the cigarette store?
Yeah.
And in front of their fake corner store?
Yeah, like, yo, I don't want
potato
my shit.
Potato chips are like $3.
They only sell like fucking pirate booty chips for like fucking
$9. Yo, you eat ass if you really eat pirate booty.
Nah, bro. It's funny. He was like, I want a big bag of pirate booty. We'll be picking a lunch snack.
Arg, matey. You be eating the ass.
Yeah.
Walking the plank, eh?
Like eating pirate cheeks. Messed
yo,
up.
I'm trying to pirate the cheeks.
Pirate?
Yeah.
Yo, am I setting up this live?
I would hope so, because I'm not.
Nah, I got it. See, we play a song, though.
Oh, you want me to introduce the pod? All right.
Yeah.
I was listening.
I got my song ready, too.
Oh, for the week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we actually playing music again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because the last 2 weeks we haven't.
It's cool.
Cool. I might have you pick my song of the week.
I can pick it.
All right. You want me to start the show for real?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. People like when I say my name.
You should. Fuck. That motherfucker. You know who the fuck this is.
Alright, man. If you know, you know about this. I know you know this. Come on, man. You in that mood yet?
That's all I've been doing listening to this.
So you know who the fuck this is? Oh, we back. Oh, you thought last week was the real shit. I just slipped a little bit, but I'm back. You know who the fuck this is. I go by the name of Ash Madison. You can follow me at Unofficial Mayor. Some call me the voice of the voiceless. Depending on which girl you ask which day of the week, they may not refer to me at all. That's always gonna be funny. You'll be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us.
I know you're.
We gonna make that morning commute, that afternoon commute, that evening commute so smooth. WMAD Radio, No Cosign Podcast. I am Shane Timberlake. Right, that's enough.
Can I play my song? Can I upbeat this?
Oh, you just want to play this right now?
I just
want
to play this. I have to.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm going a different route with my mood.
Damn. Oh, so we're playing the music in the beginning of the pod.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's
that's smart, because by the time we're like 3 hours in.
It's just to set the tone. And this, guys, please ignore my ignorance, but this is my shit. I played it on the live. And
be a young
go.
Mother with lots of dollars in your poussoir.
Hey, mommy.
Hey, you know what time it is.
Hey,
hey, mommy.
Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, mommy.
You sexy.
Hey, mommy. You sexy. Hey, mommy. You sexy. It's a Cosmigo song. You sexy.
What's up, stranger?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
What's up, stranger? Yeah.
Cosmigo's a good summer.
Yeah, man.
I'm not drinking, but, you know, I've heard.
I'm sipping a little bit, man.
Tell him who the fuck you are, even though I told him who you are.
I am Shane Timberlake.
I feel like after I do each introduction, I still have to say, you know who the fuck this is.
It just sounds right.
Is that the point now that like people expect it? But oh, I was drinking coffee.
No, this is perfect. This is for a makeshift. Yeah, I'm gonna buy.
There we go. Hey. All right, cool. Yes,
and we are back.
Yes, we are again.
Again.
Back for the second time.
Yes.
All right. Got Red Cup Styles with me. I got my boy Mar in the building. What up? What up?
Yeah.
We're about to get this podcast popping. We got we're gonna get some of the. I don't know how you named it, but the political stuff out the way first? Like the
I asked the people to do... Let's start with the listeners that are here. Do y'all want to hear the gay shit, or you want to talk about abortion?
What's the gay... That's what I'm saying. Like, a man will be, are you trying to hear no gay shit?
Oh, well, then this pod's not for you.
Is this literally some gay... Some...
Well, we talked about it yesterday on pre-production. On Saturday.
Can you bring that... Bring it back up, bro. Sometimes my mind will be all over the place.
We were talking about die gays.
Oh my lord, yo, this is funny. And it happened because.
What does it say? Ayo, stop ending the lives. Sorry.
It still happened. My cousin called and my phone called a poltergeist.
Yeah, we're here. We're officially here now.
But look, so.
So you want to talk about the diet gays or you want to talk about.
Let's do diet gays.
You want to talk about the diet gays. We got to get all the gay shit out now.
Yeah.
Because next month is Pride Month.
This is diet. Look, when we talk about diet gay, we talking about, in this instance, we talking about a female. Because I was on the phone with Ash. I was coming out of Rite Aid, buying some, you know, C4 pre-workout. I was about to go destroy it in the gym real quick. So my head was down, and two females walked in, right? But the first one I saw, I had a beautiful body. I didn't look up at the face. Look, I'm not thirsty. I had sex before, so I'm not overly, everything I see. Okay, cool. A beautiful woman. But behind her trails is her lesbian girlfriend that wanted to be a guy, obviously. And she was mugging me the fuck down. I'm like, yo, I didn't look at your girl, but I had 2 seconds and it was over. And I told him about the situation. And then he was like, yo, I don't understand how, like, why do females, they don't want to date guys, but they want to date females that dress 1,000% like guys. And he was like, yo, that's like being diet gay. And I was screaming when he said that. Yo.
It is. It is diet gay.
Be you joining or what? Reen, you joining or what? What's up?
I'm just saying, like, you're fake gay. Because if I'm a girl, right? I wouldn't want to date a bad bitch.
Yeah, if you're going to go, yeah.
I'm not going to want to fucking date fucking Miss Visitor.
Yo, yo.
That's my absolute always answer for
Sabrina Year.
For something, bro. Like, I don't want to date a girl that looks like a guy. Yeah. If I'm a girl, I'm going to want to date a girl that looks like a girl.
Like, look at the dude from the Kardashians. My man still wants to desire to date women, but he just wanted to be a woman.
Oh, did he cut his dick off?
I don't know. Remember, Boosie, don't cut your dick off, man.
I'm just saying, like, what's he saying? Dykes tried to fight me one time.
Yo, can you please?
Jesus Christ.
Yo, I always tell B, like, yo, B, what if you didn't pick up your phone and I was getting jumped by, like, 10 lesbians? Yo, pick up the phone.
See, she said she was thinking about this earlier. You see, it's not just me. I'm just saying, like, if you're a girl, right, and you talking to a girl that looks like a guy, that means I have a 77% chance of me being able to take it down.
They want a nigga, but some feel like niggas ain't shit, so they go for a female dressed like a nigga.
So that's a diet nigga.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, is like, they say females understand female, like, I don't know. I've been trying to tell girls, too, yo, a man gonna cheat and a female gonna cheat, too. Like, feelings are feelings, and people are made wired a certain way. So even if you're trying to get away, you think going the other way, like, girls, like, I'm done with fucking guys.
No, you're not.
Because you're going to a fucking female that looks like one, and they're gonna try to be a guy so hard
that they want 10
girlfriends.
Then you want plastic in your body?
I'm making moves right now. Service ain't too good. Damn it, Dom. What up, Dom? You getting on?
I'm just saying, like. Y'all gonna play? Y'all have these toys when I have the real thing?
That diet gay is out of
control. This their diet gay. Get this gay shit out now, cause next month, mum's the word for me.
Yo, I
stand with the gays, just not right now.
What did we say the other day? We've never seen a dyke funeral.
Oh, I've never seen a dyke funeral. I never seen a broke dyke.
I was on the side of dating a guy who looked like a soccer coach. I was really ruminating on this. Nah, son, girls know girls. They might like to safety in the masculine forward women, but still want to. That's what I'm saying. Like, girls know girls. So
I know girls, I want a girl that looks like a girl, not like.
Like, Young M.A. is a perfect fucking example.
Yeah, like, Young M.A.N.? Said,
fuck it.
Like, Young M.A.N., I would not want to date her.
She just said, fuck it, I'm going straight for a dude. Like, I'm going to, like, a guy, I'm going to rap like a guy.
She sounds like a guy. She sounds like she smokes, like, 30 cigarettes an hour.
An hour. That's rough.
That's what she sounds like. Then why do dykes always wear, like, the same clothes?
They got a store. They got that one store.
Yo, do they have a store? Like, imagine them having a Fashion Nova dyke.
Make this interesting. I got you.
What happened?
She said, I'm going to listen to y'all while I'm working out. Make this interesting.
Oh, I'm just saying, do you think dykes have a store? Like a Fashion Nova?
I have no
Nigga
idea.
Nova.
They always, they do have a very similar.
Yo, they wear cargos. They wear fucking. They love wearing fucking.
They put it in the pockets. Dildo kits.
Yes, dildos.
H&M, 36 an hour is crazy. Yeah. Washing it down with a nice cold glass of hookah water.
Yeah, garbled hookah water. Yeah. They love wearing fucking what's that shit? Camo.
They love camo. That's crazy how we have a stereotype of what we've seen from women who would like to be men.
Yeah, and then they wear shirts that are three sizes too small.
Nah.
They do. They be looking like Lil Wayne.
That's funny.
Dykes look like Lil Wayne.
A lot of dykes do look like Lil Wayne, though.
They want dreads.
Yeah, a lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, bruh.
That's the ones we've been around. Like, I love them more the same, but let me see. I'm so interested to see how you transition this from your topic to the topic of the week last month.
Oh, absolutely. This is easy.
For most women, it started how they was raised, though. A lot of little girls dress like boys, yeah. I be dressing my daughter in some Vans and sweats, too, man.
Nah, like, bro. That's normal. It's when, like, they start, like, when a girl starts wearing basketball jerseys, I'm a little scared.
I got Avery a Porzingis jersey for Nick Day when
he was. I'm saying, that's scary. But when Avery starts buying it for her own.
Yeah, Avery ain't into sports and shit.
But that's what I'm saying. Boy. Like, these girls be, like, into, like. What, I don't want a girl wearing a Mitchell and Ness jersey, bro.
I'll take a jersey dress.
Yo, man. No, bro. I don't want a Mitchell and Ness on my girl.
So look, you ain't missed nothing yet. This is just a subtopic.
This is just me venting.
This really happened the other day. Like, me running into a female that was like, you know, she looked like she was of the man arts, but she was a female, and she was staring me down because her girl walked in first, and I guess she assumed I was gonna look because. From what I saw from the neck down, it was a fine female. But I was too worried to be, she was in my vision of walking out the door. So if I didn't look that way, I would have smashed into a wall. So, hey, yeah, your girl was in my, you walked into my fucking vision. I was in the store first. You walked in at me. So, like I said, the female looked at me on some more, like you looking at my girl type shit. I might even over be analyzing this shit because I really wasn't paying attention. But I felt that.
I just feel like if I'm a girl, and I'm into girls. I want my girl to look like a girl. That's all I'm saying.
They want to die again.
I'm just saying, if you get a girl that looks like a guy, I have a shot. I feel like it's fair game.
Yeah.
You're not fully gay. You're not committed.
Well, there's always a chance. Like, let's talk about, like, look at this dude, Dwayne Wade's son, right?
Yeah, he's committed.
He's committed. But the thing is, at his age, I give it a good point. When is it too early to kind of be all out for? Like, he's just going to cut his whole joint off.
I would say, wait till at least you're 21, man.
Boosie said, you don't even know what the fuck you want to eat for breakfast in the morning, but yet you're going to decide to take your whole dick off. Remember, he was in his, don't cut your dick off, man. He's in the store with the cart screaming that shit.
Yeah.
Boosie was funny for that. Look, to each his own, but.
I know. I'm just saying, you can't. They be wanting to rip their dick off like Velcro. I just had to get that.
Listen, to each his own.
I'm just saying. Like, don't rip your dick off like Velcro.
Yeah, look.
Remember those Parasuco jeans and they come with the letters.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Interchangeable.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah.
There was a point where I started with a guy who looked like a soccer coach who I was fully attracted, and I saw another woman. It's most definitely starting point, but I won't call myself fully gay still. So you're diet gay?
Diet, yeah. It's okay to be on diet.
Less.
Everybody needs, diets are good.
Yeah.
You're watching your calories.
Yeah.
I think dykes like overeat.
All right, can we switch?
I'm just saying, I've never. I mean,
this is going down a fucking
hole. I know, it's going down a hole.
That's all right. Dykes overeat.
What? All right, so she wanted to see how we was going to transition. She wanted to see how the fuck I was going to transition out of this to the topic.
I was going
to
say the wrong thing just now.
Say it.
No, but you know, I always. It's fucked up how the word tranny means what it means.
Oh, you can't say that.
When I say transition, I'm like, yo, this tranny about to be fired. It's the transition I'm talking about.
Yeah, you
see,
can't say that
fucked it up, man. I can't even use a stupid word.
You can't say tranny. There's a lot of things you can't say now.
What if the transmission in your car fucked it? I need a new tranny.
Nah,
bro.
You need a new part.
What did I walk into?
Yo, this is the most NSFW podcast there is.
Look, we were just saying how females that want to date other females, but they look like guys. We call them diet gay because there's still a chance that they're coming back. So, and we're talking
absolutely
about,
they're coming back.
They need a new tranny in their car, and I can't say the word tranny.
I'm just saying, bro, you can absolutely not tell me that if you're dating a girl that looks like a guy, that I don't got a shot.
I guess it's a
chance. It's 77%.
Where's that? Your mathematics is pretty on point, my friend.
Yeah, because the other percentage is that I'm probably not the guy that they're looking for.
Okay.
But a man...
What if you had female tendencies?
Well, I'd be acting like a bitch sometimes.
I'm just saying in general, like a female. Oh, like a dude acting like a female. Like, you know, what if they... I don't know.
Like, you soft?
Yeah, like, hey, you know, I feel comfort in you because you're not always...
Oh, no, then you turn into the gay best friend.
Yo, that's a terrible place to be at. Don't ever look
that's
at me like
worse
that.
Than the friend zone.
Calling me to talk about other men.
I don't want to be the guy gay shit. Best friend.
Yeah, word. I don't tolerate that you calling me to talk about other men. Unless, like, my homegirl, like, Shauna's, I guess, like, my sister, like, she'll call me. She'll never call me to talk about other men, but I would accept it from her because that's just our relationship. But just to be that person... Like, yeah, so Ken whipped it out last night, and it was terrible. I'm like, yo, can you stop? Like, my homegirl Lexi used to tell me about a dude all the time. I do not want to hear this shit. I do not want to hear how immaculate the sex was. We'll be sipping Starbucks, and just like, oh, my God.
Was it a venti?
I don't know what the fuck it was, bro. I used to get the fucking white mocha shit, whatever the fuck. Oh, but I'm like, yo, I don't want to hear this shit. I don't want to hear this shit, okay? I don't want to hear about your sex having another guy. All right. We have seven people here.
I got to figure out how to transition out of this. Dominique put me in a bind.
All right, let's do it.
So imagine, right, these two girls, right?
Yeah.
The guy and the girl.
And they walk into a bar?
Okay, they could walk into a bar.
Okay.
And, you know, they had a little few too many, a little Casamigos summer.
Yeah.
They come back home and
they get it on?
Yeah, they could be getting it on or they could have a threesome.
Okay.
Yeah, because she's diet gay. That means 77% chance. So here I come, right?
Okay.
I pick it out, and then the diet gay friend decides that, you know what, a little bit too much. I need some dick. Some real dick. Yeah. I'm tired of playing with the toys.
Okay.
Throws plastic away. All
right.
Here I come. Slinging dick like it's 88.
Out there chilling.
Yeah. Like raw dog.
Oh, man.
And I accidentally get both of the bread.
Oh.
It was a wild night.
Is this a real story?
No, this is me trying to get into transition because Dominique wanted to see how I could do this.
Okay.
So, they both pregnant.
Okay.
They both coming to me like, yo, I'm gay. How I look like I'm a whole nigga, but now I'm pregnant. Wow. I need to get an abortion.
Wow.
You saw that? So yeah. I did that?
The Rover's weed.
Yeah. That's that why good. I get paid the big bucks.
That was good. That was good.
Pulled that right out of my ass.
Pretty good there, buddy.
So we are, right? Now she's pregnant. I don't want her to be. I don't want these kids. FTK. All day.
You're sure, fuck these kids.
Yeah. Now, what do we do?
The whole... See, look. So, from my understanding, Jersey's like, you make your own decision.
Yeah. And you know, it's crazy. I have... remember that makeup artist we met a few weeks ago?
Yeah. No, yeah.
She gave me a whole diatribe. I gotta read this shit. This shit is good shit.
Oh, y'all still keep in touch? That's cool. Yo.
Yeah,
that's
she saw my poll and then she was like,
"Oh, she's really involved, yo."
Yeah,
she's
fire. Yeah, she's the homie. She's laughing out. She's, you said that you wanted us to keep you entertained, and that's what we're doing. So don't drop a dumbbell on your big toe, please. We don't have insurance. So here we are. She's pregnant actually, and she was just telling me like she felt offended as to like the wording of what I chose of pro, you know, pro abortion or anti consequence, and I got a 50-50 split.
Consequence.
Yeah, because you got to figure like, are you getting the abortion for the sake of just getting an abortion? Like, yo, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Or are you getting it because I can't take care of this kid, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, what if you're in a fucked up situation?
Yeah.
To where you know that you and this person won't work. So,
because my hot take is, I feel that the way this government is set up, and it's funny because she actually wanted the states to be involved, like each state regulate their own shit. Because in New York, you could get a abortion like the day before, and it won't matter.
Damn, I thought there had to be a certain amount of time where you have risk of you fucking on the
They don't even care.
New York, you fucking savage animals. They're hoping to kill the fucking person, too. They're trying to do fucking population.
I mean, that could be it. But what I'm saying it's just amazing that, like, that late into a child being a child.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. The problem is that, like, these 80-year-old white men take up, like, 95% of the take up 95% of the fucking government. Like seating and you know all the systems.
They're fucking stuck.
They're stuck in the ways of the 40s and the Prohibition.
Yeah.
And they're imposing the way the world should be in their eyes in 2022, and it's impossible.
Yeah. They can't make the transition.
Like they used to have to Uber Eats the milk back in the day.
Fucking Uber Eats the milk.
Like they used to bring fucking bags of milk. You ever seen a bag of milk?
I've never seen a bag of milk.
They do that in Canada. They deliver bags of milk. Well, they sell bags of milk. They don't even have cartons and shit.
Well, when I used to live in the projects in Massachusetts, I don't know, like, it sounds crazy, but my town was a little off, New Bedford. It's better now, but it's like little projects or whatever. They used to have the Hood guy, right? The name brand was Hood. Hood Milk.
Oh, yeah. Hood orange juice is the shit.
They used to pull up, and they used to sell ice cream and milk to everybody there, so you can get your ice cream, your milk, all your shit. That's crazy. So I guess that's how it is.
But that's what I'm saying. Back in the Prohibition era, like, you used to get your milk from the milkman.
Yeah, the milkman, yeah.
Like, imagine that.
Wow.
You couldn't go to the store and get milk. You had to wait till that shit to come to
you. Nah, we can go to the store. The Hood dude was just
I'm just saying
nice.
Now. I'm talking about, like, back then.
That's the thing with people.
You wasn't going to ShopRite in the 40s, nigga. You was waiting for that nigga to bring you the milk.
Yeah.
So they're still applying that mentality in 2022.
Why can't we overturn them? But let the people vote on who the fuck we want in there. We need somebody that's in their mid 40s.
It's called the election.
No, that shit did. No, I haven't called it the election because we don't get the elect shit. We just give our opinion, and they're like, you know what? We see this person. Shut the fuck up. Listen, I vote, right? I do vote. If I don't complain much, but because no matter who's in office, you got to make sure your circle's tight. Right? Your circle's tight. No matter who's in office, it could be fucking Trump, it could be Biden, it could be Uncle Obama, anybody. That person is in office, he's on TV, and you're like, what he said is gonna start affecting you. No matter who the fuck is, it could be Santa Claus. In office, I gotta take care of my circle no matter what. Some people get so fixed on the election. I understand because things do change. Like, gas is mad money. They're saying, if Trump is in office, I want to be like this. Listen, take care of your circle no matter who the fuck is in office. Stop worrying about what the fuck they're doing. Now, this Roe versus Wade is actually affecting people right away and fucking with their mental state because, now look, you put it in Tennessee, you can't use Plan B, and if you get caught with Plan B, you get charged, you get prosecuted in $50,000 fine if you buy a Plan B pill in Tennessee. Like, when I hear Tennessee in certain places, they're still so fucking stuck in their ways. They probably still don't respect women the fucking same. They're probably still fucking super racist. Women can't make a decision for themselves. You get caught $50,000. Like, $50,000 because you want a plan, but you make the decision that you don't want to bring a child on this earth. Like, it's just, fuck them, right? Fuck them. I'm out of here. Done.
All right, I'm going to read you some of the, I'm going to read you the, some of the stuff I found on this. Hopefully the people in the...
We got nine people in.
Oh, they're interested. Let me see.
We're going to turn it up a little bit, yo.
So... Oh, Dirty Feet just sent me a message.
Dirty Feet?
Yeah.
Let me see. I never saw a Dirty Feet.
I don't want to click on
it. Come on. You can make... I don't want to give no secret. You can put it on unread still.
How are?
Click on it. I'm going to teach you right now. Live, on air.
Here, do it.
All right, here we go. So, check this out.
This is why we don't fucking...
You look like you get them.
Oh!
Yeah, ready? Ready?
Oh, shit.
Hey.
Oh, shit. It's a wrap. I'm unreading all this shit. Oh, my God.
I feel like Shane's with me at the gym.
Oh, yeah.
Yo,
we
will be screaming at the fucking gym right now. I got to go to your new gym. We gotta get footage read.
Alright, so let me read some of the stuff my homegirl said over here.
The one that was offended by what you said?
Yeah, cause she...
She gave this motherfucker the beats in the fucking... In the words of DJ Academics, the fucking beats in the DM. Damn, that's a paragraph of despair. That's too long. I would have been like, excuse me, you can voice message me that. I'm not reading that.
All right, let me read this.
He said last set.
Absolutely.
I said best set.
Leave it up to the states. State issue, bottom line. It's not covered in the Constitution. Everybody talks about body autonomy, but the baby isn't your body. Different body, dependent on their mother. You have to define where life begins. This is where shit got interesting for me. 95% of scientists agree that it is at the moment of conception because it creates unique DNA. If you can't define when life begins, then how can you say it when it's okay or not okay to kill a child or anyone for that matter? Mm-hmm. How come when a pregnant woman gets killed by someone that dies in a car crash, it's a double homicide or two deaths recorded, but a child person and when the mother electively terminates their child? I'm not coming from a position of holier than these women. I've had two situations myself, both taxing on mine and my partner's mental health.
Oh, wow.
So her explaining that, she's actually pregnant right now. It is kind of a double standard where you can, if a baby does die in a car crash with the mother, it's a double homicide.
Yeah.
But if you elect to terminate it, it's not. This is very interesting. I didn't really think about it that way.
Did you hear about the new rule with if you kill? Well, this is similar. I'm gonna go state car crash code. But if you kill a woman that has children, the person that killed that person is responsible for child support.
Yes, isn't that from Tennessee as well?
Them motherfuckers, man.
I mean, they're progressive and regressive at the same time.
Makes my day. Keeve in the building. Miss Power Maniac, what up, y'all? All right, so right now we're talking about the whole Roe vs. Wade situation, because we do get political on here. We do stuff other than relationship topics, even though I think we are one of the best relationship topic podcasts in the world. That's just, you know.
So then this other stuff that she said. In 1973, when Roe vs. Wade was passed, the courts consisted of mainly men. Mm-hmm. Today, the courts consist of a majority of people of color and women who now want to overrule it. So it's a very... Then she added this. Did you know that most Planned Parenthoods don't offer pre- or postnatal care? You can get gender-affirming care, though, at every location. Postnatal care under most Medicare insurances is absolute trash, even just comparing it to standard prenatal care. You go every month and then every 2 weeks, then every week before you give birth. After birth, mom gets 2 visits, 1 week out, and then 6 weeks.
She broke that whole shit down. I'm like, yeah. Can you send it into a voice message, man? But I get it, though. It's good to have to read.
Yeah. After birth, after a C-section, major abdominal surgery. I believe that the tax money that goes to abortions can make major improvements in postnatal care. I agree.
All
right. I wholeheartedly agree. I think that... I don't agree that the states should be in charge. I do believe that the people... Like, it's a very not... You can't put a blanket statement on something this open.
Yeah.
Like, my situation... Like, I just explained the situation. If I got the diet gay pregnant...
Yeah.
And I didn't want it. She didn't want it. Like, why are we gonna, like, not allow that to happen? You know what I mean?
That's the... I believe fully in abortion, especially in a lot of circumstances. But I mean, it takes two to tango. And a lot of people out there are recklessly just having sex and not thinking about what they can possibly bring into this world and not be ready for it. But if you guys agree to it together, hey, and it's a woman's body, it's definitely her choice, 1,000%. But, you know, if you guys come together, hey, you know what, we're not ready to have this child. We, you know, recklessly were out there just Hennessying up and having summer sex in Casamigos. There's going to be a lot of Casamigos sex this summer.
The Casamigo babies are going to run rampant.
However, some women be wild. Let me see. It should be women's right. You know, it's their body. Like, they have to... Women carry the child. They have to take in the plan B. They have to get the abortion. The women should be able to. I'm wholeheartedly agree with the woman. It's her body, her choice. I'm 100,000%. I can never fucking argue that. Real shit.
I agree. To a certain extent.
What, the one, her woman, her choice?
No, I feel
like... I want a kid, keep it? Nah.
No. I feel like they should make the decision at least by the first trimester. Like, don't wait. like 30-something weeks.
But here's the crazy thing. Don't you put yourself more at risk of being fucked up yourself if you wait that long? You have a full fucking fetus that you're feeding in your body that long. So it's kind of selfish. That's very selfish.
Some people do that.
That's selfish as hell on a fucking person. Like, yo, just know, I mean, look, they can be last minute where it's just like, yo, you know, my it's fucked up and I waited this long. And but you can go get an ultrasound and see that the fucking baby's moving. Wouldn't that destroy you on the inside that you're really going to kill something that's already fucking moving? Like,
I mean, I'm all for her body, her choice. I'm just saying, I feel like it should be within a set, like, time frame.
But then again, too, it's all circumstantial. Like you said, like, sometimes, yeah, like, you know what, last minute, it's like, yo, this dude's a dickhead. And,
nah, but you gonna take it out? You gonna take it out on the undead baby? I mean, unborn baby?
They got a zombie baby?
Apocalypto baby? I'm just saying, like, you can't, hello? Waved hello.
Yo, did anybody want to join the live?
I would hope a female would actually hop on this live.
Let's go
and like set us straight.
Don't be afraid, man.
Essentially,
let me see. Nah, when having a baby should never stop. Never keep. I'm sorry. I'm Mayweather it right now.
Yeah.
Nah, having a baby should never be to keep a partner. No, 1,000%.
Oh, but that's another thing.
That's a form of trap.
My ex.
That is trap.
Not this recent one. The last one.
Yeah.
Her sister kept the baby solely so she don't have to go to jail. She had jail time.
Oh, my God, bro.
And she had the baby solely just to, like, not do time.
So there's something like...
I mean, she wound up doing time, but she wound up doing a lot less time.
It's like probation, more or less? Like, you do time served or something like that if you have a child?
Nah, they waited for her to have the baby, and they felt bad for her, and they actually let her, like...
Father, your kid was...
Yeah, like after mother, your kid was... Yeah, after you, like, you soap your pussy... It was like, you got to sit down for a little bit.
Yeah, because you're too weak to fight off the diet gaze.
Yeah.
In prison, so you
absolutely.
You're too weak to fight off the diet gaze. They'll look at her
like food.
Yo, do any woman want to come on this live and speak to us about this?
Yeah, do you want to challenge our terrible takes? I would love for that.
I think our takes are pretty good. Where we both agree that it's her...
Oh, yeah, I mean, I feel like...
You got to carry the baby and all that, so women are the strongest people on this planet, because I can't carry... I can't carry heavy food in my stomach for fucking a few hours.
I can't fucking...
Y'all carry babies for fucking 9 months.
I can't carry my fucking emotions.
Oh, God. Yeah, so I'm saying I can't carry certain shit. You guys carry a whole baby and switch your nutrition and just, like, do all that for the interest of another person inside you. Me, I can't carry, like I said, I can't carry my food in my stomach for more than a few hours without fucking complaining. So, y'all are amazing. You guys are strong.
I just feel like we can't allow this to, like, run longer than what it needs to.
No, I think it's actually done since someone wants to join the tour body.
No, I was talking about the actual, the child.
I have an honest question. For a woman that had a child... ain't got a tattoo in this area, what hurt more, giving birth or this fucking tattoo right here? I equated me getting a tattoo that I was such a baby when I got this shit. Let me see.
Oh, on the underboob?
It's like a bulk. Yeah, I got a tattoo on my underboob, and I'm like, yo, I think childbirth has to feel something similar to that. Yo, I was so weak for the next 2 days from bracing the pain. If any women, anybody has a tattoo right here, and had birth.
Your titties were tender?
Oh my whole fucking body was tender. Because you're bracing for pain, and I had to bounce that night. So I'm wrapping saran wrap, and if shit went down, it was a wrap. I'm getting my
wrapping
ass
titties and saran wrap.
My whole chest was wrapped in saran wrap, and I was bouncing at a club, and I was weak from bracing the pain for 6 fucking hours, yo. I don't know, it's just a question I equated with childbirth.
I don't think there's anything that you could equate to childbirth.
Nah, nothing. I just wondered if it was close. So I can say I did it. I'm like, hey.
Oh.
Hey, I was close. Fuck you. So, all right, cool. We got 6 people in here. We spoke about the Roe vs. Wade situation, our takes on it. We have a few more people joining. We appreciate y'all. So, yeah, that was a good transition, by the way.
That was
a
transition.
By the pain, big bucks, motherfucker.
Yeah. That was a good training?
Absolutely. That was a powerful train.
Oh man, power
train.
Oh man. What was about that? Oh, I saw this other shit. Oh, I got a few other things about this Roe v. Wade thing, and I'll quickly go on to another topic here. I read this. This is kind of this is kind
of crazy. What up?
I read this. Somebody posted this, and I thought this was interesting. It said in 1966, Romania outlawed abortion. What they got were massive. Oh shit! I lost this.
Come see us, bro.
Massive state orphanages filled with unwanted children. By that, I'm already thinking like a kennel of children.
Yeah,
which is crazy. So many children, they couldn't be properly cared for. Rows of babies in cribs with bottles tied up to feed them. Thousands upon thousands of children never held, never loved, never spoken to. Many ended up mentally disabled due to lack of human interaction. Many ended up physically handicapped from never learning how to walk. An entire generation of physically and mentally disabled people. Many died. Many grew up to be disabled adults requiring full-time care. Very few made it out. This is what happens when you ban abortion.
All right, well, check this out, all right?
Oh, God.
Oh, we are. Yeah, I'm going to have to hold that up. So check this out. I have a quick question. Well, so in China, right, I think they're only allowed to have a certain amount of children, right? They ban you from having a certain amount of children. How do y'all feel about that?
I think they need to have that shit here.
Because over there, they're like, if you have more than one, like, I think you're limited to two, right?
They should only be two.
Your limit is two children. I see some families where they have like 7 to 8 kids, and I've heard that they're milking the system. So the more kids they have, the more government assistance they get. But in terms, you are shitting on the children because you can't properly take care of fucking 8 kids. I'm sorry, I don't know who the fuck. You can't take 8 kids is nuts. So I like somewhere in China, I get it. It is like, we're America. You can't tell us what the fuck to do. But I don't think that's a terrible rule, because if you want to have 3-4 kids, you can handle it, then by all means. But I also think it should go by financial status as well, and if you can handle taking care of the kids. Because you're having a whole bunch of kids, like you said, those kids that weren't taken care of, like, there's, oh, out of like 5-6 kids, isn't there always one that's like crazy? Yo, Nate is crazy.
Yeah.
Nate was the one that didn't get the attention paid to him, so it's like, you kept having it. Hey, well, man, lock your doors at night because Nate is off his shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, in Japan, or China, I'm sorry, they have a rule where it's like, you're only allowed to have 2 kids per household. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, neglect is traumatized. Absolutely.
I think we should have that here.
What do y'all think about that? Do you think we should have a couple should have a limit, or household should have a limit on children? I would say, I think,
hell yeah.
Depending on your money, depending on your financial status. Like, if you're a fucking single person, like, I don't know. You won't be single.
Bro, you can't be making fucking minimum wage and have 3 kids.
Well, that's what a government assistant.
Nah, fuck that. Bro. I'm tired of paying taxes on these motherfuckers.
You're right.
No.
You're paying taxes for motherfuckers, man.
Like, I feel like after the second kid, you get a vasectomy.
Automatic.
Yeah, your tubes get tied. You make more money, you untie a tube.
What do y'all think about that? Can anybody come on here and talk about this? Hey, it's my boy Hulk, man. Happy birthday to my boy Hulk, man. Big birthday. Depending on finances, absolutely, right?
Yeah,
so if I'm making like 500 grand, I should be able to have...
Oh,
like,
you should be able to spread all the seeds.
I have one kid, and I'm done. Like, I have one. I get a dog, something like that. Or if the right woman comes along, maybe I don't know.
Get a bitch.
Yeah, what?
You like that, right? You said get a dog.
That was rough.
You said get a dog, so I said get a bitch.
Let me see. Maybe it says 8% of your taxes go to government assistance. $8 of your taxes? Am I reading that right?
Probably. I'm sick of this government.
Let me see. If you're physically, mentally, financially responsible, take care of 3 to 4, then you're... You know what? No, but that... But how do we gauge that, though, Steph? What's going on? How do we gauge that you're physically and mentally... Because you can... People out here lying, saying they're okay. Like, I'm good. I can have all these children. I would respectfully, but I don't want 10 children. Like I said, one of the children are going to get neglected. And that's the one that...
turned into...
Yeah, you ever seen the movie... what's the name of that fucking movie? The Connecticut Killing? No, the father went crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But... He could have been a neglected child. Like, I don't know. And just go crazy. But it's just like, I've been sick of him.
I'm telling you, man.
Look.
I can't. I think if you make minimum wage.
No one is mentally ready for children. 1,000%. 1,000%.
If you make minimum wage, or you're like borderline middle class, and you have.
You should have a fucking chastity belt on.
Oh, no. You have more than 2 kids, you should pay a tax.
Yeah, you should pay back, right?
No, you owe money.
And we get it back?
No, they don't get it back.
No, we get it back.
Yo, yeah, we get it back.
The government, yeah.
I don't like the fact that, like, you know, you should get, you should be, you know how they have like an NFL and the NBA like a luxury tax,
yeah,
where you go above the cap,
yeah.
Like if you have a third kid, like you've had another kid to your roster,
money hasn't changed,
and your money hasn't changed, you should be, there should be a tax for that,
yeah.
A luxury tax.
Yeah, I've seen some parents out here
treat real life like the NBA.
Wage. Like how the fuck is that possible? And that's just straight government. Hey, more power to them, but yo, just fucking stop having sex. Stop having sex.
No, you can have sex. Just
no, just fucking stop. Cause you're, if you're having all those kids, then you're very fucking fertile. Okay, stop. Put a chastity belt on for a little while. Let one of these kids grow up so they can babysit the other ones. Stop fucking pumping. B,
yeah, bro.
B told me some wild shit. B told me he said he's never. He said he saw a family and they had like 5 kids and like 3 of them were like damn near fucking like 30 days apart. They're all the same age.
Dog.
Stop fucking for 2 minutes and just let your kid grow up and see what they're gonna be and if you can fucking handle it.
You ever seen those things? I'm glad they caught that. You remember those probably Dominique knows because she's a school teacher. You know the when they do the cutouts of the people holding hands?
Yeah.
That's probably what that pussy was like when them kids were coming out.
They're holding hands?
Holding hands.
Yo, they just, I don't understand.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I fucking know what you're talking about.
That might be the cover of this pod.
Oh my God, what up? So yeah, right now we're talking about people who need to, like, if you...
Y'all need to stop having kids.
Having like 5 to 6 fucking kids.
Y'all can't.
On minimum wage, they should pay back. Like, you should suffer.
Yeah, you're over the luxury tax. Yeah, you're over the cap.
Fucking luxury cap. Yeah, having all those kids, knowing you can't afford it. So if you're struggling, if you have one kid and you're struggling, then you have another kid on the same amount of money, what the fuck do you expect to change? Go and get the job first, because now you have another kid to look after, right?
Yeah, so now you have to get the bag of milk.
Yeah, and now you got to pay for fucking daycare, right? So now you're struggling again because you got to pay it on the bill. Then you have another fucking kid. I can't fucking do this shit. I've seen it too many times, yeah.
If you have multiple baby daddies or baby mamas and it's this minimum wage behavior.
Minimum wage behavior is not.
That's the name of the episode.
Minimum wage behavior.
Yeah, if you're on minimum wage behavior, right? And you're going to another team.
Yeah.
And you're having the same salary cap issues.
You're cut. You're no longer drafted.
Nah, you gotta do time.
Let me see. I'm about to turn 35 and have a pop one. I'm selfish, don't want the responsibility. Hey, you keep it real. You keep minimum wage behavior as epic.
If you out here slinging minimum wage dick.
Yeah, you gotta stop.
And you fertile?
You know, if you know you ain't got bread and you just a fucking savage. You should be beat the fuck out. Like that's wild, though. There's dudes out there knowing that they're just like they ain't shit. They ain't doing shit.
They're never gonna
and they keep on getting all these women pregnant. But then you have to question a woman too now.
The women.
Are you shit too? Because you know that you're getting shit.
Nah,
they start complaining.
It was a Casamigo summer.
He said, now you know what? You're right.
I'm dead ass.
Yo.
So these are the conversations that nobody wants to have. People, yeah. I'm saying the shit that people think.
It's true. You thought it, we said it, right?
Yeah, bro. It's that minimum wage dick.
You see, that salt on the fries wage can get
20.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. You should be penalized for that. That's crazy.
Penalized.
Yo, put on a fucking chastity belt. Stop, man. Just stop. Man, fucking stop.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna sling fuck, dick,
bro.
And the best sex is when you're broke.
That crying.
Oh my God!
When lubrication.
Yeah, when like me, I'm fake broke. So, you know,
fiscally challenged is the word I like to use.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not broke. I just like sometimes I feel like my car payment and rent is due every fucking day.
Every day
it is. Every day. I swear to God, it's due every day.
I'm telling you, man, it's rough. But you only gonna get good sex when you're broke.
That's crazy, bro. Then I don't. You know what? I take bad sex to be rich then, because fuck that. Okay. We'll practice sex. We'll practice rich sex. That's just gonna get better.
Nah, rich sex is when you like cuddle and you spoon.
Listen, bro. We're gonna be nasty rich. All right. We're gonna focus on being nasty and rich at the same time.
Like, they, like nobody's eating ass when you rich. Like, you eat ass when you broke.
No, that's, yeah.
I'm dead ass. I've never seen a rich person get their ass ate.
I haven't seen anyone get their ass ate. But I know what happens. And there's people in the industry out there right now with bread that are eating a fucking unsurmountable amount of ass.
They eat pirate booty?
They eat pirate booty all night long. and they have money. Yeah.
I don't know. If I'm rich, I'm paying somebody to eat my ass.
I don't want nothing near
my ass. Saying. I mean, either, but I'm saying, like, I'm paying you to do
when
it.
When I'm like 70, 75, I'm eating everything. I'm a nasty guy, right?
I'm taking my dentures out.
Mouth in ungodly places, man.
But if I'm 77, I'm taking my dentures out. I'm eating ass like this.
Yo, a 70 some, I'm eating everything. I'm happy at
dead ass doing this. Grab my dentures and do this. Eat ass.
I'm 75. Like,
what the fuck you gonna do to me?
I'm sorry, whoever came in on that fucking topic. Like, fam,
I'll be like, I got dementia.
Oh, that's fucked up. Nah.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying, bro. Like, we need that. We need to have control. We need to have self control. Like, wear a condom.
These motherfuckers are...
Oh, no, they're poking holes in condoms now.
I heard about that. You told me about this shit.
Somebody yeah, and I'm glad they fucking gave that heifer some time. Oh, God.
No, yeah, all right. We're going to be good. Mom's looking like puppet heads.
I'm just saying, bro.
Can I pick up one more serious topic that I spoke about the other day? So this is a rough topic to me, right? So there has been, I think, mostly on the women accusing men of rape, right? Once you do that, you ruin a guy's name for the rest of your life. It's terrible, right?
1,000%.
There's been men that have been imprisoned for like 7 to 10 years, and the woman will come out and say, this man has never raped me. They need to be locked the fuck up. You need to take the number of years that the person did and times it times two. Because you ruin someone's life, you ruin someone's fucking, their reputation, and then when they're back out, no matter what, even if you're saying you're free of it, somebody always in the back of their head was your name was associated with sexual assault or rape. So I really, in my opinion, if a woman falsely accuses a man for rape and he does 5, 8, 10 years, with times in that times two, and the female needs to be held accountable. And it's the same thing, like, it goes both ways, whatever, however you want to say it. But I've seen that in the case of a football player that was a promising football player, NFL prospect, was a woman accused him of rape. He got locked up for 5, 6 years. She admitted that he didn't do it. Nothing fucking happened to her. And this dude is struggling to get a job in the NFL. That was years ago. Let me see. Absolutely. Leave him in a hole for about a week. A week is not a... Yo, because you doing that to a dude, they're mentally in a hole for fucking... That whole time they're in prison, and you got to guard your ass because you're known as a rapist. So you're in prison fighting motherfuckers off, fighting to keep your ass from being destroyed and ate by other men. She's out there chilling. She admits that you ain't get raped. You come out of prison, it's okay, she's still living, and you're struggling to be a regular person in society again. They need to take that female or male, whatever cases may be, right? And they need to times that times two. If I get 5 years, you're doing 10. That is fucking crazy. I've seen too many cases like that.
Well, I told you we had this conversation.
Very evil.
We had
this
conversation offline.
Yeah.
And I told you that that's exactly what happened with Emmett Till.
Oh, yeah, remember you just told me about that. The women admitted that it wasn't even
in her deathbed, she admitted that.
Well, what the fuck do we do? You gotta fucking... Give her the last chop to the fucking neck.
I mean, what good does that do? Like, the kid was killed, what, like 50, 60 years ago?
And the dudes wrote a book about them doing it.
A child?
Time paid them. Time Magazine, one of these magazine publications, paid the two dudes to write how they fucking killed Emmett Till. And them dudes walked around.
They fucking
wrote that's some OJ shit. If I did it, that's how I would have done it.
Wrote a Pulitzer Prize on that shit.
Oh my god, bro.
They got
need to be tortured.
They got the Nobel Peace for that.
Every day, look. Some people just need to be tortured. Being locked up or killing someone is too easy.
But what does that do? Because that woman died on her deathbed.
That situation I understand.
But I'm saying there's tons of that. It doesn't have to be her in the deathbed.
Yeah.
It's tons of these people, like you just said, where the girl admits that it didn't happen. And
10 years later, like, the fucking person's life is ruined.
You're pretty much dead. You're dead.
Yeah.
Your career's over. You can't do shit. You probably gonna work at fucking Amazon.
Hey, them motherfuckers paying $18, $19 an hour. See, I agree because a woman should never lie about when so many women actually do give. Exactly. Your shit, it's like the girl. Now, you're the people that really do say that, they're going to be looking at them sideways, right? Because it's like the boy who cried wolf in that case. So you're really ruining, demoralizing, and destroying an individual because of something that they might have done. Maybe y'all had sex and the person kind of like, oh, I'm done with you, blah, blah, blah. I didn't like what you did to me last night. Boom, done. The person raped me. Even if you're innocent as fuck, you will always be looked at funny. And I feel bad for dudes in that situation. Like that one NFL player, I forgot his name. It was a big story I read about. The girl admitted on Facebook or something that she never got raped. My man already did like 3 to 5. He's in the NFL. You want to come out at 21, 22 years old. Now the dude is fucking 28. He lost some of his physicality. Of course, he got his weight up in prison.
You gotta realize, like, too, the national average for NFL players is like 3.5 years.
100%. And you already put your body in a fucking in a deficit. Like, now you're gonna be taking hits at almost 30. Sure, you're fresh, but you recover a little different at that fucking age.
Absolutely.
So fuck that girl. I forgot her fucking name, man. She can fucking rot in hell. Okay.
I mean, affects them. Like, that girl, Courtney Taylor, still out.
Still out.
Was this woman white, the one you're describing?
Nah, it was a black woman and a black man.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just like, that's white privilege. That's pure white privilege in that situation.
I feel like...
The fuck?
Once we can hit them where it hurts, which is their pockets... Once we realize, you know what fertilizes this world? You know what keeps the world? You know how you need water to, like, water plants to grow crops?
Yeah.
You know what and this is going to be a good quote. You know what facilitates the ongoing of fertilization of this country? White woman tears. I'm so fucking serious. Hear me out. No tears get more, like, you know.
Was it Reuben Foster?
It could be. I mean, I don't know.
Kayla, was it Reuben Foster? I got to read it. One of Reuben Foster's story. All right, go ahead about the
white woman tears?
Yeah. Reuben Foster. Let me read that.
Let a black woman cry. What happens? Now, watch a white woman cry. And watch what happens.
It's unfortunate that we have to be
truth.
That fucking
hear me
broad
out. Like you'll get more people clamoring for Gabby Petito, who got lost for going on a Dora the Explorer excursion, than, like, I think it was a black girl that got missing the same time, who's missing actually longer, and they didn't mention her until, like, people started clamoring for it.
Hey, check this out. Did you hear about the black female that had, like, a Caucasian sugar daddy? She was caught dead in, you know, she was found dead in her apartment. Everything was, they know they went on a date. He was the last one to see her. And they had to beg the fucking police to pay attention to it. The family had to hire investigators and everything. Like, their daughter died. That story was nuts, too.
It's white woman tears hydrate this country. That's what keeps this country going.
That shit just sounds very funny, man.
I mean, it's the truth. And I don't mean the white women that listen to this show.
We're not saying it's just...
We love y'all.
Yeah, we're being... It's a general thing, but it's unfortunate that the cases that we do see in front of our faces, the majority is of that. You know what I'm saying? Real, what's going on, Real?
It's the truth. White women tears hydrate this country. It's what keeps this country going. Like, you want to see change? You want to see...
Take the change out of their pocket.
Oh, man. My God.
But, hey, all relationships go bad when the money fucks up, right? So imagine...
Yeah, my relationship went bad and... Never mind.
All right, Kimmy.
But what I'm saying is true. White women tears, they're the root of this country. I say this all the time. Look, I love all the hearts that are coming in.
Look, I want y'all to fucking tap the shit out of this shit.
I'm just saying, bro, like, you nothing is more powerful in this world than white woman tears.
That's nuts.
It's the truth. Go, you wanna see actual change? You wanna see something really matter? Put a white woman in power. Deadass.
Shit, we tried, motherfucker.
No.
Hillary.
No.
We tried to put Hillary in it.
Hillary has fucking hot sauce in her purse. She don't count.
Reuben Foster's domestic violence accuser injury photos. Them, the women that fucking hit themselves and shit, that shit is fucking insane. Look, NFL Reuben Foster's domestic violence charge dropped. All right? Because she has obtained injury photos of Elisa Ennis, the woman who claimed that Foster but apparently the pics weren't compelling enough for charges to be pursued. Yo, her ass, she got her ass whooped. What the fuck they mean? That ass looks like acne. Doesn't like a fucking hit.
That shit like she slept the makeup on and didn't wipe it off.
It says right here.
The ladies, make sure you wipe your faces off when y'all go to bed.
Use Abilene. So it says
absolutely,
right here.
Please.
Remember after making the claim about months ago that he attacked her in February, she recanted on the stand by saying she made up the allegations in a fit of anger and after being dumped. What the fuck? Because you were mad you're going to say a man beat the shit out of you? And then why wait 6-7 months after that shit to happen? Like,
because you got
somebody fucks you up. Do it right the fuck now, man.
Nah, you can't do that. Man. You can't do that. Bro. Because there'll be so many times that, like, I'll use this egregious example, and I'll use myself because I don't want to, you know. God forbid I use somebody as an
She's
example.
A fucking asshole. Go ahead.
Let's say I get raped, right?
Yeah. I hope you don't.
Me neither. I don't want to come on this fucking pod and tell you, yo. Somebody play with my booty.
Alright, just go ahead. A woman can fucking freak out.
No, I'm just saying.
You get raped by a woman.
I'm just saying. It could be a woman, it could be a guy. Like, you don't know. Like, let's say I get raped, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say I'm pursuing my career in Hollywood and Harvey Weinstein.
There's a big chance in Hollywood that rape is fucking.
Yeah, let's say Harvey Weinstein comes and grabs my dick.
Okay.
And I won't say nothing because that's embarrassing. But now 6-7 months later. Like, there's 17 men whose dicks were grabbed. Like, they did the reverse Trump.
So the Me Too shit?
Yeah, I got Me Too'd.
Yeah.
Then I might feel more compelled to come out.
That's true, because you look like the lone
It's
lady.
The same concept. I mean,
she got her ass whooped by a fucking guy one-on-one.
I'm just saying, you'll be a little, like, you'll be on some shit where you'll feel embarrassed. You don't want to, rock whatever relationships y'all got. Money's involved. There's so many factors. I don't know if they have kids together.
But she took pictures of this shit. So that means you were going to hold them just in case.
Yeah, you got to dangle the carrot.
Just in case. What did Rose say? White women play white men's strings. Male them think they're in control. To make them think they're in control. The problem with Hillary was she was going to try to do shit outright and not hide behind a man. Oh, yeah.
Hillary was in office, she had to get a coochie ate out.
Case in point of a lot of situations with slavery. Yo.
Imagine, like, Bill got head, and then Hillary comes back.
She just wanted to get an office to strike
just
back.
Just to get head? That's back. A master plan.
That's the strike back.
Like, Hillary, imagine Hillary just coming like this.
And she when the camera's walking.
Yeah, she got her legs up.
Yo,
it's some nigga fucking like eating her cooch.
How does it feel? How does it feel, Bill? How does it feel?
He's about
to get
my dick
sucked. Cooch look like it slept on the night before.
Shit. Bill, like, I'm going to get my dick sucked right now.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for giving me another reason, you fucking fuck.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, I don't think we need a Hillary in there. We need a woman, but not her.
We need a fucking 45-year-old fucking young person in there.
Yeah, I need a 45-year-old with her body done.
We need somebody that listens to mumble rap and has their fucking body, because they've been through shit.
Yeah.
They'll do anything for change.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, we need a stripper.
Yo, they'll do anything for money.
Yo, we need an AJ's stripper.
They can leave them the fuck alone.
What's her name?
None of them speak English.
What's her name? The one I like.
Yes.
Her and Jazz.
She's greedy, though.
I think America needs that.
I think America's already greedy, so she'll fit right in.
I'm just saying, bro. I'll end with this topic. Did you hear about they universally making a law that women, we're going to use that word again, that tranny word that we can't use.
Transgender?
Yes.
Tranny.
Do you have to play the sport that you want in the gender that you started off in birth?
Wow.
Yeah, so like
I'm gonna look at Max.
Yes. I know.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you something, and I know where you're going with this. That fucking the male that wanted to be female fucking dominated that swimming competition because it was a fucking man to begin with. So, yeah. If, yo, listen, I agree, yo.
A nigga doing backstrokes?
Yo, no.
Oh, you fuck.
Don't tell me.
God damn.
Save it. So, look, check this out, right? So, I'm going to keep it going with the whole sports thing. So, if I, as a man, did my mic cut off? But they can still hear me, yeah?
They can hear you there.
All right. So, who agrees with that, right? So, if a person is born a male and wants to be a female, then goes to a female sport and dominates. So, if Shaq wanted to become a female right now and go to the WNBA, if LeBron wanted to be a female, he would average 4,000 points a night. Am I right? I actually heard that from somewhere. I can't take that, but...
Dave Chappelle.
If LeBron decided that he wanted to be a female and he went to the WNBA, my man would break every single fucking record in 3 years. Am I wrong? Does that sound crazy?
I'm mad that we're not recording any of this.
It's cool. You know what we're recording for the view? She said, I'm on the fence with that. Nah, I don't know, man. I want
to
say...
I wish one of the fucking listeners would come on.
LeBron should not be allowed to go to the fucking WNBA and play basketball because he now feels like he wants to be a woman. That is totally unfair. That's fucked up. Giannis, the most dominant man in basketball. There's not a fucking soul.
Oh, my fucking
God. Men can't stop him. You sent him to a league, an all-women's league, because he wants to be a woman now. That's totally not good. You can't. That's fucked up. That's why I'm not even on the fence, but it's not even fair. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. What's going on? Hey, Assy, what's going on? Bugs, what up? So, yeah, you can't. Whatever you are born, I think it is only right that you play this sport if you were born into. If that dude wants to be a swimmer, swim with dudes. Well, supposedly, if they have transition, they need to remove testosterone and get injections of it. No, I know that. I totally understand. But there's no... Some people don't want the transition. They just want to be called or classified as a female. Like, that dude, I don't think he made a full transition. He just felt more comfortable as a woman that he went into it. Let's also realize that trans people take hormone therapy that changes the effect on them. No. I'm not doing... All right, look. So, I understand what y'all are saying. I'm going with people that want to be called a specific gender. That dude, I don't think, was going... He don't have his transition yet. So, he was fully a man, was allowed to compete in women's sports. So, if y'all want to do that, then let the whole process go through, then you're allowed to play sports. Because, if LeBron or Giannis... Or Luca, if they all want to be, yo, I'm a woman now. I identify as a woman. I'm not getting no surgery, no nothing. I just feel like I'm a woman. So they have to play in the WNBA now. Then that's totally unfair. Now, when you get the whole hormone therapy, I totally understand. You have to go through the whole transition first. Then when you get what you're looking for, then go pursue that sport. But if you're just like, I feel comfortable as a woman, and you go to a woman's sport and dominate, then that's where I draw the line at. Like, yo, my guy. Right away. You lost the audio? Guys, we lost the audio of that entire podcast, but you guys got it live.
I'm hope to...
Yeah.
If this saves, I might have
to... How did they let the individual be part of the... Exactly! That I agree. How did they allow that individual... Because did you see the story about the male swimmer? That joined, he wasn't, I don't know if he was trans, he looks like a guy that just had a femaleish, like a female face. And he went and destroyed, fucking dominated the competition. That's crazy.
I'm sad.
Yeah. Y'all heard it here, yo. We don't have the actual audio no more, but you guys actually got the podcast live. So even though we prefer to have the audio so we can look back on it, you guys got all this live. I saw the save one pop up, no?
I saw it too, but it's not popping up in my list of things right now.
Alright, so I'm actually done with that topic. That shit gets me fired up.
I don't even have an opinion right now because I'm trying to figure this out.
Yeah. So don't worry, we'll get it back up. We'll get y'all back. Appreciate the 6 people that are sticking through. Appreciate people that were interacting with the podcast. If you guys not already know, it is... I'm going to pin the comment. What is it? I always get it confused. At or just no?
At for what?
Hey, what up? The No Cosign Podcast.
Oh, yeah, No Cosign Podcast.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm just going to grab it. Cosign Podcast. I want y'all to make sure that you guys go look up the podcast, listen to our previous episodes.
You might have to run this back.
Cynthia,
tomorrow.
What's going on? Fuck. Maya, what up? What up? Appreciate y'all, everybody joining on. We already basically done with the topics. We've been on here too long. Yeah, tap the shit out the heart, man. Show some love. All right, so the podcast, I'm going to pin it right now. No cosign.
Wait.
You got it?
I think I do.
Uh-oh. My boy brought it back from the dead.
No.
Huh?
Well, we have that beginning part.
All right, I'm going to pin this at the top. How do I pin this shit? All right, so I pinned the comment. No cosign podcast. We are streaming on all major platforms. It's like iHeartRadio, if you like Spotify, if you like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anything. Just make sure you guys go subscribe, please. Check out some episodes. Go listen to some of our more debatable topics, and then you guys can always DM us and hit us up, and we can bring them up in future episodes. I'm late, sorry. It's all good. Yeah, we about to get up out of here. We don't have the audio for this one, but don't worry. We'll make it up somehow, some way. All right. Love y'all. We got to figure this out. Appreciate y'all for signing on. We'll let you guys know in advance the topic again. I did a bad job of relating the topic, but I'll make sure I'll do that next time. Love y'all, everybody. Have a great night. Mad if you missed the topic. We'll get back to it another day.